Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Choosing the right property management system is a big decision. We did our research. There are so many options and features out there, but we've used Hostfully for years, and it's the best fit for our business.
Exactly. Hostfully isn't just a PMS. It is the backbone of how we operate. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com is seamless, so no double bookings and no stress.
And the custom guidebooks, total game changer. Our guests get everything they need, like check-in details and our favorite restaurant recommendations, before they even have to ask.
Plus, Hostfully integrates with everything: guest screening, payments, and even our in-house damage waiver. It's saved us so much time. And now their new Inbox AI is another time saver. It pulls from our guidebooks, property details, and even the surrounding area to help us respond quickly to guest questions.
TFE listeners get $100 off onboarding with code TFE100 at hostfully.com/TFE. The link's in the show notes, so book your demo today.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is featuring one of you, are the incredible listeners out there, who's going over to strshare.com. Sharing everything you can about your short-term rental so we can feature you here on the podcast, on our Instagram.
I'm not making meals.
Why not? Can you order me pizza?
Okay, I can do that. I'm not feeding people.
Can you? I've really been hankering for those arepas that are down the street. Those are so good. But getting back to STR Share, feature you on our podcast, on our Instagram. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing at Stay in Our Space.
I like the call to action.
Oh, and it's stayinourspace.com. Well done. I really liked that handle and the domain. Speaking of domains, the one thing I want to highlight that I really like about stayinourspace.com, they do direct you to their direct booking site on their social media.
Okay.
And the one thing that I haven't seen this highlighted. So when you go to their site, they have a section, which is really great. They show you the amenities, but at the bottom,
It says our value. Book direct and save big on fees. And it gives, it helps educate guests if they're not familiar, you know, what would be the added benefit to booking direct? So it says our guests can enjoy added convenience of booking a stay at the lowest rate available online. Booking direct through our website will guarantee you're getting the best value. And then they go on to explain no booking fees, direct owner communication, best rate guarantee. And then they also ask you to subscribe to their newsletter and save. And so I just want to say, I like that they're just reiterating what book direct is and what the value is. And it's like, hey, save big on fees. So I love the way that they are educating guests. And here's the deal, stay in our space. Thank you for that, because then that helps each and every other host when someone wants to go and book direct. So if someone books direct with you, it's helping the ecosystem of them just learning how to book direct with other hosts. So they're doing an incredible job, not only for themselves, but for all of us. And the other thing I want to highlight that I think Stay in Our Space did a really, really excellent job at is you can see the photos that they use, especially throughout. They're staged really well. Like, they have these awesome bistro lights outside, so they're always making sure that they're on and they're at this good angle. Sarah and I have been reviewing so many listings lately, and it is like
the jungle out there.
We're still very surprised at the lack of professional photos and just looking at your own photos and like, would you book this space? And I would absolutely book this space, because the way that they are presenting it to potential guests is amazing. So especially their outdoor and their outdoor at night pics make this place look so special. And I do see there's a lot of opportunity for most hosts. If you aren't showing your space at night, especially if you have a lot of amenities that can be enjoyed at night, like they have these bistro lights outside, they have a fire pit, they have a hot tub, they have a lovely deck. You want to show your spaces to your potential guests at those like hours. That could be amazing. So if you don't have any of those evening photos, might be something that you want to start to weave in into your listing and also onto your social media.
Right. Feeling inspired.
I am too. These pictures, these photos.
You know the name of it, just like stay, like they're telling you what to do.
Yeah. Masterclass.
I think it's cute.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, let's get into today's episode. And listen, everyone out there, I am not quiet about what I love and don't love about this industry. And the one thing I love is productivity, efficiency, and the software that helps us do it. And so we haven't had Breezeway on in a while, Annette. Mm-mm. And the whole point of today's episode.
Well, we've had Justin.
Yes, you're
but
not
Justin's
wrong.
Justin's our safety expert.
Not our operations
expert.
Yes.
But he is so important, but and a part of the Breezeway family.
Well, there's things about Breezeway that, first of all, I have hosts tell me they don't quite understand what it is that Breezeway could do for them. Mm-hmm. Or they have Breezeway and they're like, I just don't know. Like, what do I know about how to use this? And I get excited because I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to change your world. So we're going to talk about some of the features that can help hosts out there, whether you have one property or many. But then the meat of this conversation really is a feature that Breezeway offers that I honestly didn't get at first. I was like, I don't know if I need this Breezeway.
And listeners, I want you to pay attention. Even if you don't have Breezeway, there are money-making tips in this episode. And if you do have Breezeway, we are going to expose to you a way to make operations a profit center for you.
And what, real quick, just because I think we really get into the episode right off the bat, operations is how you know when, where, and how your cleaner is going to do their job, even how you pay them. Same with your maintenance, your inspection schedule. Maybe you use Breezeway to remind you a cadence of changing the batteries in your smoke detector and doing different safety checks. But there's so many other elements of the software that I really love. And that's not wrong. It more than pays for itself with some of these features that it offers. So operations is really everything. After you buy your property and you start operating it, it's how you keep all that stuff in line. So that's what Breezeway has done for our company for years and years and years. And it's even better when the team behind the product is as cool as they are. But we're going to feature three products that Breezeway offers, or three features they offer inside their software. And one of them I wasn't convinced on. So I had questions for Corinne. I even went out into the streets and asked some of the super users, you know, how they're using it. And I'm real excited to share with you my findings. Corinne, I cannot believe this. You've never been on our podcast, but you are an integral part of the Thanks for Visiting world. Welcome to the show.
I'm so excited. I truly couldn't believe it. I was like, no, that can't be right. But
I know. And that was like,
yeah, for listeners that don't know, we create a lot of content about Breezeway with Breezeway. And Corinne invites us. And if you don't participate, Breezeway does some amazing, amazing events throughout the year. Actually, and they're free. Please attend. Actually, Corinne, go ahead. Why don't you tell them about these events?
They're very good.
Just because that is our mission, to help hosts up-level, and your events do that. So can you share with that really quick how they could find out when you do those free events? Just get
absolutely
right to the
it's
point.
Actually perfect timing, because so we started 5 years ago with our annual Elevate Property Operations Summit. And so it's a free event. It's virtual. It is typically 2 days of thought leadership content that is really just, as you said, Annette, about making the industry better and helping folks do what they do every day and to the best of their ability without doing more than they need to. And so we started doing that, and then we were just seeing really great success with it. And we started offering longer format sessions of our Elevate conference on monthly webinars. So we do anywhere from 8 to 10 a year. Again, all thought leadership. So they really are panel type conversations where folks are coming in, sharing what they're doing and how they're operating. And we are we just launched last week our 2025 Elevate Summit, which is going to be March 11th and 12th. So mark your calendars and register and sign up. You can do that at breezeway.io/elevate to reserve your spot.
Yeah.
A lot of really good content.
Free. I want to reiterate that. F-R-E-E. Free.
And every time, whether I'm attending as a attendee or on a panel of some sort, and I always meet an operator who I'm like, oh, how are you using that?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing? We were actually just talking about this before we hit record, of the cool thing about business is that despite, I think, the rap that it gets, it is a creative outlet, because there are so many ways to run your business, to host, to provide hospitality. And so I might have something that works for me, but then I'm watching someone talk about how they actually, it's about something we're going to talk about today, which is Breezeway Assist. And I was like, wait, you have how many properties and you use this thing? And like, what? And so I got on a Zoom call. I asked, I was like, hey, would you mind hopping on a Zoom call and telling me how you use that? And he was so giving and willing to share. It was, yeah. So attending these things is how you meet people and how you get other creative ideas solve issues.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
And I think, Sarah, your point, right, of like, you guys have been doing this for a long time. You share and teach with so many people, but I love that, like, we're all continually learning and improving what we do. And so we really are thoughtful in who we're asking to speak on these panels and the message and try to keep it so that it's applicable to everybody. So whether you have one property or you have, 300 properties, you're still learning something.
Yes. And the way they use, there's always some new feature coming out with software, or I don't know, just some new challenge that I haven't had yet. And I'm like, oh, I need to prepare for that. It's just a good way to get out of your own bubble and see how other businesses are operating.
Yeah, I'm excited. This year, we're changing up day two a little bit, and we're actually going to make it really like Breezeway client focused. So, I think there's this idea that when you implement software that you start with what you use, and it's really easy to just like, you're so busy doing so many other things that it's really hard to be like, what's this new piece of functionality? Like, what can I get out of that tool now? And so we really wanted to like kind of bring people in and talk about specific parts of the system that they may know or may not know and really dig into those. So we're going to have an interactive session at the very end of day two, which is a best kept secrets. And we're going to ask some people to come in and share what they platform. So that's all still coming together, but I'm like beyond thrilled that we can, do that and offer that to folks this year.
What if people can't make it live?
So we record all of the sessions. So if you register, you'll get access to all of the recordings.
Cool. Just wanted to check.
What do you think is going to be, maybe you already know with getting prepared, what do you think is going to be a part of Breezeway that people don't utilize that you wish they did, because you're like, guys, the hosts that utilize this aspect love it. You need to take time to figure out how this can help your business.
I think it changes depending on like what the conversation is. You know, I'm always amazed by folks who, right, who are texting their guests still like through like a manual process, and sort of missing out on some of that automation. One of my favorite pieces of our messaging platform, and we, you know, we may talk about it at some point during the conversation, but is that through messaging, you can ask your guests to check out. And when that happens, that then notifies your cleaner that they can go in and get into the property early to start the clean, which then, you know, has a cool snowball effect, as we know, to potentially allow the next guest to get in a little early. And I mean, we've had, I don't know what the number is now, but like hundreds of thousands of people who are using this checkout message, and on average seeing anywhere from like just over 2 to 2.5 hours of additional clean time that people are getting. And so I think sometimes people are like, oh, I'm going to send this message and it's going to be like information to the guest that the guest wants or the guest needs, but we're not necessarily thinking about like what that can mean for like your operation.
Yeah. And I listeners out there, like, guests will tell me, hey, just so you know, I'm checking out. Like, and so if you can invite them to, like, if you think about it and you want to let us know when you're, if you're heading out early, whether the messaging is our cleaning team loves to get an early start or whatever that message is, I don't think that's a bad thing. Guests want to communicate with you and let you know what their plans are. And yeah, I love the extra time operationally too, to surprise and delight your next guest.
And I think sometimes, right, people are like, oh, I can do that through my lock, right? I can like have a lock automatically notify me when a guest checks out. But I was, you know, I think back a lot of time, like we went on a family vacation. We left at like 4 a.m. because, you know, I'm in Ohio. So we're driving back from the beach. And I'm like, oh, we forgot to enter that code, right? And so like, then you're sort of like out of luck because I'm not physically in North Carolina anymore when I realized. But if I was doing it through like text, I could do that at any point, no matter where I am. And that was a big, like, you know, it's really easy to say like, oh, this is really important as like a service provider and like, or as a, you know, a software provider. But when I thought about it and I was myself in the guest shoes, that was like really like, oh, thank goodness I could just text them and tell them.
Right. And so everyone, so there are lock softwares out there where when a guest leaves, you can tell them in your guide, like press, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and that'll automatically, when they're heading out, and that'll automatically domino the situation. But I agree with you, Corinne, that people, it's more inherent activity to text someone than to remember, even if the code is easy like that, to do that on their way out. I agree. And this is through, what's that?
It's screaming kids, everybody was tired, you know, taking the trash out, emptying the fridge, all the things we're supposed to be doing. That was the last thing on our mind.
I get excited about talking about Breezeway because I love it very much. And I do get a little passionate, is maybe the word, when hosts tell me that they don't use it, or they have it and they don't use it like they should, or they don't really understand how it can help. So that's why I really want this episode to be, Corinne, is... Okay. Sharing with hosts like what this can do for them, what it's done for my business. And I do want to tell some personal stories now if I'm actually getting the really incredible opportunity of working inside another business and helping them tighten their operations. But what we're talking about right now is Breezeway messaging, right? What are some other features that you can set up once and it just works for hosts, whether it's making them more money or getting them more reviews? Let's talk about how Breezeway can help hosts do those things through Breezeway messaging.
Yeah. I think, you know, one thing that stands out immediately, like as you ask that question, Sarah, is Gap Night, right? And so what Gap Night does and how it works is because of the integration, whether it's with your PMS software or whether it's with an Airbnb platform, we know when there's an opening at the front or end of a stay. And so you can set up automation within Breezeway that essentially allows you to say, if there's a 2-night opening, right? Maybe you have a 3-night minimum and you have a 2-night opening, offer this guest an additional night at the end of their stay for a discounted rate. And so the platform, you put in the parameters, like, what are your rules? When do you want to send this? You want to send it at the beginning or at the end of the stay? And what do you want to say? And then that the system just knows when a reservation meets that sort of requirement to send that message out. And I will never forget being at a conference. This was years ago with someone. I think she had maybe 5 properties, and she came up after I spoke about something, and she's like, "This was great, but like, what I'm more excited to tell you is I just got a stay extension. Like, while I was sitting here, I didn't do anything." And I was like, "No way, that's awesome." And it's just like one of those things where, you know, when everybody's so busy running their business, to like go through and identify when you could offer those additional nights is a lot of work. And sometimes people might think like, it's not worth it. You have the ability to drive a ton of additional revenue, but also if it can be automated and happen, and then you're just like getting a notification that like, hey, somebody booked another night or somebody booked 2 more nights, right? Like, that's free money.
I actually have a guest who stays, my guest Kelly. She stays with us multiple times a month. She's a nurse. She works in another state. She drives over to Ohio and she goes to work during the week. So she's great because she's been staying with me for years. She books direct and she stays during the week. It's like the best. And she's so kind. Well, I forget why. We were messaging and I was like, oh, I should figure out, see if there's a way where you don't have to get those gap night heads up so much, because she stays with us so often. She's like, no, I actually like getting them because I like to know if there's availability, if I could come early or if I could stay a day later. So even like your regular guests, just like, so they don't have to ping you, they don't have to ask you, they don't have to look in your calendar. She's like, don't stop that. I like knowing if I could come early or stay late. And I thought that was such an interesting perspective too. I thought I was bothering her and she loves it.
And I want to pause because there might be a lot of listeners that don't even know what the gap night is. I mean, obviously Corinne explained it as the opening in the calendar before or after, but for listeners, because it's what we need to do, should do, you can do this even if you don't have Breezeway. You should be sending these messages because we get limited inventory. We get 365 days. And so we have to maximize that. And this guest has already chosen you. So offering it to them, and the only thing that they could possibly say is that no. And like, it, just think if you get one extra stay a month, what that does over time. But especially what Corinne is saying, if you have multiple properties, if you can have this just part of an automation, this is bringing in thousands of dollars of more reservations. Some people in our membership, they started doing this and they are like literally thousands of dollars per month to their bottom line with guests that already chose them. So that's what's so great too. It's not like it's a whole brand new guest. It's already someone that they're already, either they're already in your property, they're already reserved to come. So it's not like you're handling more guests. You're just handling more revenue and longer stays.
And I think it's, to your point too, it's also like, like just like Kelly, right? They don't have to take advantage of it. They can ignore it, right? People who have a lot of folks who come from drive-to markets, this is like a huge opportunity. If you're a fly-to market, that's probably a little bit more challenging because they likely already have their, their return flights. But drive-to markets, there's so many people where it's like, oh, there's a great day, and you have the ability when you set this up. And again, in that great point, whether you're doing it through our platform or you're doing it manually or in another way, right? Like there's that point that we all get to either gearing up to or getting ready to leave a vacation where we're either like so excited and like, I just wish it was here already. Mm-hmm. And like, if you could magically say to that guest, like, hey, do you want to come a day early? Like
stay a day late. You're having an awesome time and day. Like I say this all the time, like, work changes for people. Life changes. It's like, oh my gosh, yeah, like I could just work from here the next day. Or I think about this all the time. Like hotels never ask like, hey, would you just like to extend your stay? And there's so many times I have a very flexible schedule. I could stay longer or want to stay longer. And, so I think it's a great way to show hospitality also. Even if they say no, they know that you're paying attention to the calendar. You're offering them something. So I think it's a really extra layer of hospitality that it's just like kind of piques their interest. Like, oh, well, maybe I can, and even if they say no, it was you making another offer to them because you've enjoyed having them or want them to come early to your property.
And it puts that in the mind that like maybe it doesn't work out this time, but like, let me think about that for the next time I'm coming back. Right. Mm-hmm. And ideally they book the whole duration of their stay at the initial booking, but I don't know, there's something great about like, that opportunity to continue having this amazing time in your property. And so, I think it just is. It's great because it puts that idea into the guest's mind that this is an option. Because like you said, hotels don't ask you, hey, do you want to stay another day? Do you want to come a day early? So that's a great opportunity for us as short-term rentals.
But for a host, when they set that up in Breezeway, is it could they set it up for both stay early and stay late?
Yep.
And then they can change the messaging there. And it's literally that the software is going to see when those openings are there and make that offer. So think about setting this, like it's another team member, essentially, once you set up the automation. So great. Love it. Love it.
I could talk about Breezeway messaging all day and we might come back to it, but I want to make sure we hit all the heavy hitters, Corinne.
Yeah.
Because I also think this is going to come up during that session of like what is working for hosts, maybe not everyone knows about. Let's hit on inventory a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you mean inventory?
Yeah. I mean, a huge opportunity. And I think there's, you know, when we say inventory, I think there are probably two things to sort or two distinctions that need to be made, right? You have like your home inventory and like elements or items exist within that home, right? Dishwashers and things like that. And then you have your inventory of what I call like your consumables or reusables, right? It's your shampoo, your paper towels, your toilet paper, all of that good stuff. And so Breezeway is going to help you with both of those things within our platform. But I think, Sarah, what you're talking about, right, are the like the consumables, the like, how do I know, you know, when I'm running low on batteries or light bulbs or something like that?
Exactly. But since you mentioned it, because you're absolutely right, just Monday, actually, a property Annette and I own together, the cleaner, whose English is not her first language, so she was trying to communicate with us, like something is going on the dishwasher. She sent us a picture of the code. And because in my Breezeway, we've already outfitted all of, they call them elements in Breezeway, all the elements of the home, the dishwasher, the oven, with the serial number. We take a picture of the serial number, model number, all that. Before my inspector even arrived to do the clean, she already had an understanding of that model number, what that code on the dishwasher meant so that she could troubleshoot it when she got there. It was awesome. Done. Boom. Fixed. Not a big deal.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
It's one of those things where like you don't think about needing it until you need it. And then it's like, what if they needed a part? What if there was like a simple thing that they could do? And if you have a 30-minute lead time, right? Like that can make or break that guest getting in on time.
Exactly. Or my stress levels of like, if they don't have a dishwasher, then they're going to want a refund, or I have to send my guy in there when they're there. Now this is awkward. It's like I get stressed about it. It's a slow time in Columbus too right now. I can't afford to lose revenue or to spend more money on a technician that I don't necessarily need to. So I can hit up YouTube and see if that error code is something that we can fix. It was just nice to know that when we bring in a property, whether it's a property you own or you manage, it's just part of your own onboarding checklist that you go in the property, you take stock of all the elements, even the TV model number, right? So when your guest messages you, hey, the TV is doing XYZ, you don't have to ask them to do any homework. You already know brand, make, model number. You can either send them, sometimes I send them, hey, this YouTube video at minute marker 2 talks about this exact TV and how to fix it, because we know that information, or my, we can get into this later, but my VAs, the people who help us with guest messaging are equipped with that info too. So it's so good.
So there's dual inventory. So this is the actual elements of the home, the key elements, and then inventory. Another inventory tracking inside Breezeway is toilet paper, paper towels, shampoo, conditioner.
We could geek out about this for a long time, right? I think, you know, when I think about inventory and supplies, right, that's what we call it in Breezeway, is, you know, this is, I don't know how often I talk to people and they're like, I didn't even realize that we kept like losing hangers, or that we, you know, like all these things just randomly kept disappearing from the house. We talk a lot about like robes and things like that, right? Like people like growing legs and walking off. But a lot of times, you know, if you're not in your property on a regular basis, like you need somebody who's going to be able to track that. And if you have different people coming in, like I may leave and make a mental note of like, oh, we need to like bring more toilet paper to the, you know, the supply closet. But like, if I'm not the one in that property the next time, like, too bad.
Right.
And so basically with inventory, what you do in Breezeway is you set it up and you say, these are all of my items. And then you have the ability say, this is how many I have on hand. And if you have things, like maybe you're in a market where you have multiple warehouses or you have properties that are across a big geographic area, you can also say, where are they? Right. That could be as simple as they're in the owner closet.
Right.
The property. Or it could be they're in the office. They're in the warehouse. Right. There's a lot of different ways that you could sort of like use that like destination or that like location of the inventory. But then what you can do is you can also set it up to say, like, at what point do I want to know when I'm low, right? So let's say we start off with 100 rolls of toilet paper, and I want to know when I get to 40. You can set that up so that when that the person in the property, and it does rely on the person in the property taking an action, but when they say, like, okay, I've used 5, and that brings me down to 39, you are getting a direct notification that, hey, your inventory is now low in this. And then that can spur the task for you to reorder it. And then when the new items come in, you can adjust that inventory level. It also gives you like quick like overview of like what you have and making any assessments. You know, I said like it does require that a user actually recognize that they like used an item. But there are also ways where you can make it easier, right? The cleaner or your inspector could go in and say, I grabbed 5 of these things and pull that from the inventory. Or you can set up sort of associated at templates like cost supplies that are associated with that work that you're doing. So every time I go in to do an arrival inspection, I'm making sure that all of these things are here in the house, and that's automatically pulling it. So you can make it so that it's like a one-off where the cleaner or inspector is telling you that they use things, or you can set it up so that it's automatically associated with the work and it's being deducted just by the user completing the task.
I think if you're an owner operator and you are a solopreneur, this is great so that you don't have to rely on yourself to always remember. If you do an inspection or you're cleaning yourself, just do this work so you always know. And co-hosts, talk about a selling feature to potential owners of talking about the different software that you invest in to make sure that you are keeping their properties and your systems organized. You can tell them a little bit. You don't have to go in depth, but I've told owners that, hey, if you're in our program, we make sure that, yes, we have consumables for guests so they have what they need when they need it, but we're also, because I can put costs associated with it, I can keep a really tight eye on how much we're spending to accommodate a guest, and it's all within the Breezeway platform. So it's like this great way of staying organized and bragging to a potential owner or just yourself that you're able to stay organized.
Because 2 things happen with inventory and none of them are good. Either number 1, you run out and that I don't need to tell people why that's terrible. Or number 2, which we've done this in our path, you overpurchase.
Yeah.
So you spend money on stuff, and sometimes you overpurchase on stuff that like you never go through and it's just sitting there and then you end up throwing it away. So it's like if you're not keeping track of it, it's got 2 scenarios that both don't end well. And so it's one of those things, just keeping track. Like, and I love that you said this, Corinne, and this might be for a lot of us hosts, is like, you're only as good as the person actually keeping track of the inventory. So whether it's on a spreadsheet, whether it's in Breezeway, it's like you have to dedicate time and a place, and especially the place for all of you that I tell this story all the time, but that is how Sarah and I started like our first hosting dates, is Sarah came over and helped me organize my supply closet because I was doing 1 or 2 things. I didn't have it, or I overbought and I like could not get it straight. And she helped me. She was like, well, number 1, you don't have a place. So sometimes you have to start with the physical space that you're using to keep your inventory too. And so I want to just offer that to everybody of like, that's the one thing before you start using these tools, make sure you and your team knows where all the inventory can be found. Cause mine was like in 4 different closets all over the place. And no wonder, like, it wasn't working for me. Sarah set me
straight. Look at you guys helping each other. I do think too, you know, the other thing that's really interesting is, you know, once you start using a system like this, you can also like proactively forecast. Like maybe you want to change the shampoos or the soaps or whatever you're using in your properties. But you're like, I already bought 1,000 of them. So it takes me a while to like get through them. But like at what point, you know, you can't just wait until you run out of the old stuff to be like, now I need to get the new stuff. And so you can, you know, you have the ability when stuff's in a system like this to like say like, hey, what am I going to need over the course of the next 6 months? What are my numbers? And do I have enough of them? Or, okay, it looks like I'm going to run out in July. So let's think back and, you know, work backwards from those deadlines. And that is, that can be super helpful, not even in like the day to day, but just in like the running of the business.
Because mm-hmm. a lot of times when you're choosing, let's say a new supply, it's because you did find a better price on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wait, I want to use these, but I want to make sure I'm not overspending again. So let's use what we have because we've already spent money there, but we found something better that's going to be less expensive and impact the bottom line. And so I think inventory, I love this because hosts, we are giving you, we started with gap nights. Like that is a way for you to make more money. And we see that. That's inventory. All right. And we see it with actual inventory where hosts are losing money because they're, you know, overbuying or having to apologize for not having things there. So both of these, I just want you to put that, the thought into it that these are money-making activities.
Or money-saving.
Yeah, money-saving, money-earning. So the stuff that we're talking about on the show, this is all going to your bottom line, and we want that to be healthier.
Okay, Corinne. And this is the one that I love Breezeway very much. But this one, I didn't get it. I was like, I don't know that I understand this. And so... Well,
we've all been there.
I have faith in Breezeway, and I was like, I need to talk to some super users. Let's talk about Breezeway Assist.
Yeah.
What do people think it is?
Yeah,
what is it actually? And then I'll, yeah.
And who can participate in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, so Breezeway Assist is a new product that we launched in 2024. And, you know, I think in order to answer this, I want to give just a quick, when we launched Breezeway in 2017, we launched it with our core operations product. And that has always remained like a huge focus for us. You know, there's a lot of value that folks find out of that. But everything that we then added onto that, right, whether it was messaging, whether it was like inventory and supplies, which technically falls under operations, whether it was our guide, whether it's this assist product, right? We did so because there was like a natural sort of segue into this, right? Like we launched messaging because once a guest arrives, most of the time that they're coming to you, there's an operational issue. And it just naturally made sense. For Assist, it was sort of the same thing. When we launched messaging, we launched it with an away message. And so you could say, these are my office hours. And outside of those office hours, if a guest messages me, send them this message, right? And oftentimes that message is like, if this is a true emergency, here's my after hours number, call me. And what that immediately did is it reduced the number of calls that people got after hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were like, oh, okay, it's midnight, the blender's not working, it's not an emergency, right? I'm not going to call them to tell them that. And so when we started looking at like, okay, we've now got all of this property information and we've got, you know, we're communicating to guests pre-arrival and telling them like what they should know about the property, we were still seeing this place where people were getting burned out because like managing guests is a lot and taking care of them and providing that hospitality. And it is not an 8-to-5 or a 10-to-10 type job. And so we launched the Assist program to really help folks who were just getting like sort of clobbered by guest requests. Right. And the idea with Assist is that it is a team of hospitality professionals. So these folks know and understand our business, and they are acting as an extension of your business. It's different from like a call center type thing where they're like getting this like standard, like this is, let me call them and ask them what they want to do. Right. Like
right. These
people who are answering and responding to your guests understand what would happen if they were talking to somebody that you employed, like to one of your actual employees or to your friend that helped you or to the co-host, right? Like they're still having that same interaction, and every step or, you know, response to a guest is done based off of the instructions that we get from the host or the property manager or, you know, the operator who says, this is how I want to handle it. These are the things that need to be brought to me, or these are the things that can just be created and we'll look at it in the morning. Right. So Assist is truly, it can be 24/7. like 365. It can be just evenings. It can be just weekends. It can be just evenings and weekends.
Ooh, hold on. Stop right there. Because that just...
That's where hosts get excited. Annette, have you ever noticed how much time and energy goes into managing those small but essential tasks, like getting the trash bins out to the curb and back?
Totally. Trash Valet is one of those things that has to get done every single time, no exceptions. But you don't want to ask your guests. They're there to enjoy their stay, not take on chores like taking out the trash. And cleaners, either they have too much on their plate or they may not even be there that day.
Hosts, if this sounds familiar, let us introduce you to Fido. Fido specializes in bin-to-curb trash valet, making sure your bins are where they need to be on time, every time.
And Fido doesn't stop there. They also handle excess trash hauling and pre-stay inspections with tech-enabled systems designed specifically for short-term rental hosts. So you aren't left wondering, did the trash bins actually get taken to the curb?
And right now, TFE listeners can get their first month of bin-to-curb service completely free.
So what are you waiting for? Head to getfido.com/TFE to sign up today and see how Fido can take those small but essential tasks off your plate.
Because when you hand off the small tasks, you gain the time and focus to grow your business where it really matters.
That's where you piqued a lot of interest. So it could really just be on the weekends having someone assist. It could be just in the evenings when you actually like want to sleep and not have your phone next to bed. Go to bed. Okay. And I know everybody wants to know, and you might not be able to answer this. So if we have to, you know, send them somewhere else, but how much is this? What's this cost? What's the investment? I don't want to say cost. I want to say, what's the investment here? Because this is an investment of time back. Is it per use? Is it by the hour? Do they need to reach out to see what that looks like?
So they're going to want to reach out to somebody to get the exact pricing.
Because it's probably depends on how many properties and
it does,
how many hours.
Exactly. And what I can tell you is that my understanding, because I'm not specifically in sales, is that you purchase up to the number of hours that you want. So, right, when I talk about like just weeknights and weekends, right, maybe that's, I don't know, people are going to be like, she doesn't know how to do math. Maybe that's 128 hours, right? Or maybe it's 70 hours. So you purchase up to those number of hours.
Okay.
Our team can easily provide you with more information specific around costing for like how you run your business and what you're going to need it for. And the thing that's really nice about it is, let's say that, you know, you are a host that says, hey, I just want this on the weekends, but then you're going on your family vacation or you're going to a conference. You have the ability to change that.
Flex, so you can flex it. Okay.
What need it to be. And I think, you know, the thing that is interesting about assist is that they answer, not you, but that team typically can handle just shy of 90% of most questions that come in without ever escalating them to your team. Right. And when I say escalate, I mean like involving you at 2 a.m., right? Mm-hmm. They know what to do if there's a lockout. They know like what to do if the guest has a flood or something like that, right? They have those steps, and they've all come from instruction from you on what you want them to do. Or if they do have a question like, hey, the microwave stopped working, like, okay, that becomes a task in our operations system that your team can work on in the morning, right? You're not going to send someone out at midnight for the microwave. So, you know, they're handling a lot of that, and you have the visibility into all those conversations.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's where this is a place where this differs from, let's say, like hiring an independent virtual assistant. It's like they have the behind the scenes. Like, you would obviously have to let that assistant into your breezeway, but they can have access to your breezeway, correct? And then start making, like, if they need to make a task for you, it's there. So they have that behind the scenes of all of the work and all the time that you're putting into to breezeway to help the guest and to help you.
For sure. And I think that, like, you know, it's where that's the best part, right? That's where everything sort of comes together and you're like, this thing is humming along, because it's not going to be like, I mean, sales team might be like, what are you saying? Like, it won't be perfect when you set it up, right? Because there are going to be scenarios, as there are in any hosting environment, where like, you're like, wait, never heard that one before, right? and you're, then they're not going to know exactly how to handle it. But what is so nice is we've been doing this now probably about a year and a half. We have a ton of folks who are using this. And as we continue to find those like one-off things that like Joe Schmo in Arizona experienced, that becomes part of our onboarding and part of the questions that we ask you. So, you know, you actually get better at providing that information because somebody else experienced it and you didn't have to be the first to see that happen. So our implementation and sort of onboarding for Assist has evolved significantly. In fact, we just launched, we call it Blueprint, but it's basically like a catalog of like what happens when and where do they go for this information. And when you think about like, you know, Sarah, you talked about like the YouTube video, right? Like that's a prime example where that could just be built in. So if a guest calls with this answer, with this question, send them this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it works really well because, you know, I think people are hesitant and very candidly, like, I was a little skeptical at first, right? Like, this is their brand, right? We work so hard in this industry to attract guests and to provide them with this incredible service and to make sure that they love everything about us and give us a 5-star review. And so handing off those interactions to someone else, like, that's terrifying. But I can confidently say, you know, a year and a half, almost 2 years later, that I haven't spoken to anyone who said my guests were treated any differently or at any lower level of service than they would have been with someone on my team. And that makes them so happy to be able to know that they're not burning out themselves, their team members, but their guests are still getting that same level of service.
I have a quick question for you. And then I would like to share with any skeptics that are listening right now what they might be thinking so I can smash them because I think I can. Corinne, are they all U.S. based or is it a variety? Who's on the other end of the phone?
Yeah, they're not U.S. based. They're over in the Philippines, but they all have a hospitality background.
Yeah. And I can share this. So here are my concerns was, yes, can they have the brand voice that I have? And I actually hopped on. Corinne, you can back me on this. I hopped on a call with a super user in Florida. We actually have one of our members inside of our membership who is obsessed with this. And both those case studies, the woman in Florida had a co-hosting business. I can tell you how she used it. And then Lynn in our group, she is an owner operator and she was just tired of feeling she always had to take her phone with her.
But she missed, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, something happened. Yeah.
She missed a guest call because one night she actually like fell asleep and didn't hear her phone. So that's what I want to share too is, with Breezeway Assist, there's redundancy because when it's just you, it's just you. So that was someone that like had to learn the hard way of she had no backup for herself because that's what you do as a host. You know, you're going to answer all the calls and make them so. It hurts my.
Well, and myself. I know on both instances, the co-host and the owner operator, they both said the price, the investment is like a no-brainer. So it obviously depends on how many properties when you need them. So definitely.
I think both of them, too, started with just nights.
Yeah.
Then they started with weekends and then they just went full time.
Like
they used it
start...
around the. They were like, wait, why? Like they saw how the guests were being taken care of. And they were like, wait, financially, this makes more sense to just have Breezeway Assist around the clock. So it was also they dipped their toe in the water and then just kept like. Getting warmed up and went all the way in.
Well, in seasonal markets, that's huge, right? Because the last thing that you want to do is hire someone and then not have anything for them to
do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is sort of like expanding your team without making a full-on investment. Because like you said, Annette, like they're an extension of you, but they're not just you, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's where I got confused, though. I was like, well... So Breezeway Assist helps in-house guests. And so I was like, well, how do I separate inbound from guests who are in-house? And this is where I needed to hop on the phone with some users of Breezeway Assist and ask them. And I understood it. You train your guests or you have the right messaging in the property, maybe automated messages, maybe on the OTAs of what to do once they're in-house. Like you need to use this number, whether you text or call us. If you're a guest in house, this will get you the help the fastest. And that way you can separate, which I do, and I can't believe I didn't understand this at first, because Annette and I like to put things, whether it's if it's a business call, this ring happens, right? Or if it's an owner who's reaching out, this happens. Like if you segment where the different inbound things are coming in your life, it helps reduce the chaos, the clutter. So having all of your in-house guests be a part of Breezeway Assist and Breezeway Messaging, and they know the number to reach out to. And then any inbound reservations, that can wait until, whether if you're using Instant Book and they meet all the parameters and you have your guest verification, that can happen automatically. But if you need a little bit more of a zhuzhing, it can wait to the next business day or until you get the message to handle.
Yeah, host, you know, you have your phone on the Airbnb ding and you're like, it's someone that decided to like plan their vacation 7 months out at 3 a.m.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I thought they were locked out. This is somebody that they just want to see if I, you know, how close I am to the stadium. And you're like, are you joking me? Like, because you got to be on top of it.
Yeah. But it works brilliantly. And I was like, oh, I get it. Like you're putting the different aspects of your business in buckets and keeping it separate and taking care of the people who've actually already paid you, who are in house, where if they're reaching out, sometimes it's because of some sort of friction and you're taking care of them right away. And you don't have to rely on good service, not being at dinner with your family, being on vacation, sleeping, whatever that is, to miss that. And then I understood it. I was like, oh, that's actually pretty smart operationally.
Well, and oh, go ahead. Sorry, Ned.
Yeah, I want to go back to the part two of like, if anybody has been wanting to expand their team, but it seems like a heavy lift, you know, you don't want to go through the hiring process on Indeed or getting resumes. You don't want to have to worry about actually paying someone. What's their hourly rate look like? How am I going to do taxes? How am I going to, like, this is a way to, again, to lean on a platform that has all that taken care of for you. So they're the ones worrying about hiring. They're the ones that's worried if someone's calling. I'm just going to say it, when someone calls off sick or someone's got a flat tire or someone can't make it, because that happens with your team, or someone needs to go on vacation. And again, they just take out a lot of the work initially, because this is a way to start to lean into how busy would a team member be also. And again, that seasonality, which is really, really nice too, because all of us hosts out there know, like, well, what am I going to have people do when we're at 26% occupancy, you know, during January?
And I think too, it's also like, you know, you also think about like, we're looking at things on like an economy of scale, mm-hmm. right? You might get, I don't know, whoever's listening might be like, she doesn't know what she's talking about, right? Let's say you get 100 calls and you find out that like 3 of them didn't go great. We're gonna exacerbate that a lot faster and say, hey, something needs to be done about this, right?
Right.
And it isn't like a set. This is not, you know, Sarah, to your point, like, what can you set up and then just sort of go about your day? This is not a set it and forget it type thing, because you do want to constantly, just like in your business, even if you weren't using Assist, right? You're constantly reviewing and looking at your processes and are there ways to make those better? And, you know, talking with the team to say, hey, is there anything that I should be aware of? Is there anything that I should be thinking about that you're seeing across the other, you know, 300 companies or 500 companies that are doing this that like could make my business better, right? So you have that opportunity to not only learn things faster and implement them in your business. And it doesn't just have to be for the Assist team, right? You can take those learnings and share them with folks that you work with or just for your own knowledge and well-being. But I also wanted to say, because I think this is a big one, right? Your comment about Lynn and sleeping through that one call, right? There's so much regulation that's out there around like how quickly you respond mm-hmm. to guests and how available you are to guests, right?
Yes.
It also takes that out. We were in Hilton Head last year and we were talking with a property manager and they were saying like, you have to respond to a guest issue like within like, I want to say it was like 60 or 90 minutes. And don't quote me if you're in Hilton Head, I might be wrong, but you know, there's a specific time frame that you need to respond by. And if you're asleep and you miss that, you're not going to meet that. And then that has this like whole, like, again, that snowball effect. Our team is, I mean, that's what they're doing. They're on it. And they're responding very, very quickly to any of those questions that come in.
Well, yeah, because even if you're going out there trying to hire on your own, it's like you still might have, let's say it's the evenings or the weekends, like, you know, if especially if you're in the U.S. and it's like, well, someone's going to they're going to sleep at night and they might still sleep through the messages or a call. Yeah. So you still kind of, and especially when it's one person, let's say you only, if you have one property or two property, like how often is that even happening throughout the night too? So it's easier, like you said, economies of scale there. Because yeah. people are, they're staying busy because they have more than one client that they're absolutely working with.
And it is not, I think sometimes you like get into this scenario where like you have to boil the ocean and figure it out. Like, what do I need to tell them? What do they know? Like, you don't have to think about that stuff.
And it's work that you should do, but you don't do as a host because you're just in it. And so if you would like to have it not be your 24/7, 365, like thing that's always tapping you, like it's always on. If you would like to separate yourself from it at some point, this is a great first step, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because it's affordable and it's flexible and yeah.
The flexibility is key too. And I remember when we first launched this, I was wrong. We launched Assist in 2023. As I was thinking back through this, I was like, that wasn't last year. So Assist has been around for 2 years now, not 18 months. But when we first launched it, I remember talking to a manager down in Mississippi, and she said to me, I let my entire office staff have Memorial Day off. How often, right, in our world?
No.
Yeah. Holidays. Like, you know, she still had staff members working in like maintenance and operations and things. But her staff that is in the office, they all got to take the holiday off because the assist team was like responding and representing them. And so that's not going to be the case for everybody. But I do think like when we think about our own life, like, when I made a shift in my role and I wasn't like client facing, I was like, wait, I can work on the weekends or not. If I, you know, I made that choice. So the choice wasn't made for me. And I loved hearing that from her saying like, everybody was so thrilled because they got that day.
No. So listen,
I'm sold.
Sell some gap nights, everybody. You'll get the gap nights. So it'll help you pay for assist. No, this is the way as a host, you have to be thinking about things. They're like, okay, how am I going to weave in potentially a new expense, but it's like, okay, well, what's the automation like trying to sell these gap nights that will help me pay, you know, for the investment in assist. So these are the type of things, if you're so in it right now that you can't even think about getting, you know, a gap night message together on your own because you're doing all the things, this is where that like slow down to speed up. There's probably a lot of opportunity between your inventory, your nights that you're not selling out, other things like that, you'll have time to be able to earn more so you can have like more team members.
Yeah. And you guys, something you said, I don't know who said it, but one of you said something that reminded me. You asked me one of the pieces of messaging that I loved or that, you know, people found value in. And I didn't think about it until we were just talking about like, you know, issues coming up and communicating when things were going to get addressed. With messaging, when you have a guest that reaches out to you and says, hey, the TV isn't working and they've troubleshot and done all the things that they needed to do, and you do need to actually send someone out, you can actually send updates to that guest that John is coming today. John has been scheduled to come do that work. John has started the task. John has left. And that's, again, one of those things that is like a time suck because you want to communicate. You can't just have like John show up at my apartment that I'm renting and who is this guy that's here, right? But if I get a text that says somebody's coming, I'm going to know that. Or if you're at the beach or you're at a game or wherever you might be, you are communicating and, again, leveling up that hospitality to your guests without having to manually.
It's such a professional layer too. I think, you know, there is something about appearing, perception is reality. And when you have all of these ways that you're communicating, not too much and you're not babbling on, it's like, this is the issue. The guest doesn't, they just want it fixed or they just want it tended to. And so it just makes you look put together. You're not scrambling while you're trying to coordinate this and also messaging a perfectly crafted message to the guest. It is, I do love using that feature. I would use it even if the John was my husband or me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah.
I'm not going to tell Nick about John. Don't worry. Mum's the word.
Corinne, is there anything else about Breezeway? I mean, there's a ton of stuff, but that revolves around, because I really wanted to touch on messaging, inventory, and assist today because I don't want to overwhelm everyone. But yeah. What are your thoughts? What should their next steps be to, if they want to explore it? Maybe see a few examples of how it can work for them. And even small, like if you've got one property, you get Breezeway, you at least get the core Breezeway for free if you got one property, Corinne, yeah. Correct?
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what I was going to say. And I think, you know, I'm so excited that we talked about messaging and inventory and, you know, assist, because there's so many people out there that think, oh, Breezeway is an operations platform. And that is, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that's our core. That's what we started with. We continue to invest in. That does, I mean, there's a whole nother hour of conversation around the operations side of things on its own. But I love that we talked on some of these things, because a lot of the times the people lead with the ops piece, yeah, and they know about these right. other offerings. And so super excited to have the chance to share about that with you guys. And yeah, I think, you know, come to Elevate, learn that day two is going to be for clients. But if you are interested and you want to hear, you know, you can listen in and you can, you know, hear what folks are saying and how they're using it. And if you don't want to wait until March and you want to learn more now, in the show notes, I believe there's going to be a link that folks can click on that will take you over to our site. You can also go to breezeway.io/TFV.
Yep.
Or, you know, when you're filling out a form, put in things for visiting. And as Sarah said, yes, you're going to get the operations product free for your first property. You can get, or if you have more than one property, it's $19.99 for those additional properties for operations and messaging. And then our guide, which we didn't talk about, is bundled into that price.
Nice.
So, yeah,
it really is. I mean,
love to talk to you guys.
It's one of my favorite pieces of tech and what, you know, for, yeah, it's just so good, easy to use. Teams would love using it. I was one of my team members. We're doing a merge right now. And she was like, oh, I really hope she still uses Breezeway, because people like knowing your team wants to be on top of things too, mm-hmm. I guess is what I'm trying to
yeah.
say. And they take pride in their work and they love that these checklists and the operational side of Breezeway and all the automated messages just helps us stay at the top of the heap when it comes to competition and our product. So, yeah. Corinne, thank you so much for your time today.
So fun to be here. Thank you guys for having me. Thanks for all of your support for Breezeway all year round.
No, it's, absolutely. Yeah, because hosts need to know about it. Again, it's breezeway.io/TFE. Check it out. Or you can always DM us, email us. I'm happy to give you a candid feelings about it. I mean, I think you already know how I feel about it. But with that, I am Sarah Kierkegaard.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Growing your team is not just about freeing up your time. It's a sign that your business is really taking off. I know when we finally decided it was time to hire, and it was such a nerve-wracking decision to make, but when we did, we could have never imagined the positive impact it would have on our time and on our goals.
I think a lot of us feel that we should be able to handle everything ourselves, but there's power in knowing when to bring in help. And that's where Extent Team comes in. They're experts in providing remote team members who specialize in hospitality and understand the unique needs of the short-term rental world, like guest communication, reservations, and even bookkeeping.
And here's the thing. Hiring isn't just about doing more. It is about doing better. With a team, you get to focus on what you're great at, while your Extend team member supports you on the rest. It's a win-win that helps you keep growing while keeping your standards high.
So if you're ready to bring on a team member and really level up, check out Extend Team. They make hiring easy, professional, and empowering, and you won't believe how affordable they've made it for hosts with one property or hosts with multiple properties.
Click the link in the show notes to book your free demo today with Extend Team and see how they can support your hosting business.